Okay, I hope you're thinking of things. Okay, next question. How do you see the new subchapter 5, small business chapter 11 regulations changing, for better or worse, the success of small business chapter 11 cases? I'm going to cite my chief judge, Ronnie King, who's sitting over there. I remember there was a discussion. We were on a panel, and the discussion was, well, now that Barron and Neuberger has come out and has turned ProSnacks upside down, how's that going to change everything? Isn't the world a completely different place? And what's going to happen now with fee applications? And Judge King's response was, you know, all these big cases keep coming and going. We just keep doing the same stuff we've been doing all along.
Bill?
You understand, most of you know, that I'm a short timer, so I'm here on the panel today on this topic as your representative, because that act doesn't become effective until February. So I don't have a whole lot to, I've read through it. I think Judge Davis and I have some skepticism about, you know, it's the law, so it's going to be the law, and we're going to implement it, but I have some skepticism about the efficacy of it. It particularly, like I say, it's aimed at smaller cases. Seems like it brings as many problems, maybe, as... But I haven't really researched or read into, I don't know if there is any legislative history. That seems to be an ancient concept. But
yeah, we talked about, I mean, there's apparently this mandatory trustee appointment. And, I mean, a lot of small business cases, well, let's just be blunt about it, a lot of them just fail just because of the nature of what's going on. But if you add the expense of a trustee and a set of professionals, I just think that's going to increase the prospects for failure. Now, there are circumstances.
Well, let's turn to the optimist.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I'm the optimist, but just in our 30 seconds of conversation when we got the question this morning, I seem to be the most positive person as far as the new legislation. And in fact, I really wish the threshold dollar level, is it $2 million or $2.5 million to fit into this subchapter 5? I think it's too low. Pardon?
2.725.
Oh, they did one of those. Let's pick a really weird number. No one can remember.
Change it every year.
$2,725,000. I mean, I think so many of these small business Chapter 11s have conflicts from the get-go. It's just the nature of the way small business works, where you might have one owner or, you know, two or three owners, and they've given guarantees. They've made insider loans over the years, and so from the very beginning, there's this specter of, you know, does the owner understand fiduciary duties, and is the case going to play out the right way because of all of the insider connections? I think, frankly, you know, a lot of cases could benefit from the expertise of a trustee who does this all the time, you know, maneuvers company and assets through bankruptcy, you know, having that expertise. Not that the lawyers aren't experts, but it's just such strange territory for the average small business person that I think this could be positive. But
I think that's a good point. I see a lot of small business cases where there's just a failure of accounting. People can't keep track of the cash, can't account for the money properly, and it's hard. You know, I try to encourage them to hire competent, at least a bookkeeper, at least somebody that can do QuickBooks, and it's hard to get that done, and they fail just because they can't keep track of the numbers, and I think a trustee would help that. As far as the conflicts are concerned, I mean, we deal with that all the time, small, big Chapter 11s, every shape and size, and I think the only solution without a trustee that I have ever been able to come to is, if there's creditor opposition, people are raising the conflicts, push the debtor to a plan fast. And then in the plan, have some kind of litigation trust and make sure that the selection of the trustee yields a truly independent trustee, and then that, I think, wipes away a lot of the conflict issues.
Do you have this impression? I have the impression that someone moves for a trustee or moves for conversion and dismissal much more in the small Chapter 11 than in a medium or big one.
I think that's true, yeah.
And so I'm wondering, you know, let's take an audience poll on this one. I mean, I wonder, are people feeling good about this or feeling terrible about this, or who knows yet?
How many in favor of the new statute?
Okay.
How many opposed?
Okay.
Looks like the ayes have it.
But a lot of people didn't vote. They just don't know yet. Anyone want to weigh in on why you either think it's good or bad?
Ed.
Yeah, I heard through it.
Where's our microphones?
They're in the two aisles there.
There's Omar.